Speed Wake Up, KN4 TFW.
4-2, JKT.
Ken and Eric, it's been a while. I hadn't been doing this in the morning. I got up this morning and just got down here to shop, turned it on. It ID'd. That's crazy. Everybody doing good? Ken, you doing good?
Here it comes next.
Good Friday, so that's what's on my mind.
Yeah, you know, I've been retired for a long time, but Fridays, something's still about Fridays. I don't know what it is. It doesn't go away. Eric, how's your back doing?
No healing, but I've gotten back on the bicycle again, and it's a little bit tough because it's, you know, being all stretched out on the bike and everything is, you know, makes those muscles a little sore, but yeah, still healing, still getting better every day, so it's just going to be about another 6 months probably before I'm 100%.
Back at work full-time now?
Yeah, back at work full-time since 2 weeks after the surgery, but I'm going on site my 3 days a week now like I used to.
I misunderstood. I thought you were doing 3 days of work a week because of your surgery. I didn't know that's how you did it anyway. So, well, that's good. That's good. And you're, now you say you're 6 months before you're 100%. What are you now? What would you, percent would you call it?
But, yeah, I've always, you know, ever since I moved to North Carolina, I go in 3 days a week and I work at home 2 days a week. So it's a nice arrangement.
I know that. Yeah, I didn't. I thought you were, just did it that way because of the back thing, but well, that's good you can do that. You don't want to cut down on your driving time.
Avery, I just kept working at home. I think I took 2 days off. I took the Monday of the surgery and the Tuesday after it off, and then I was just working at home for three weeks or so after that. Then I started going in like one, you know, maybe 2 days a week if I could, and then it took a few weeks before I was back in, you know, all 3 days, but Yeah, just been back in the swing of it for a while now.
And I'd say you're pretty much back just normal now.
I'm just, you know, the soreness is still there, and, you know, certain activities really aggravate it, and, you know, those muscles are still healing. So, yeah, I mean, 80%, and then, you know, as long as I take it easy, it's fine. And I'm hoping, you know, over the winter I'll do more riding and, you know, more lifting, and, you know, by the time spring rolls around, I'll be back to it 100%.
That's real good. Yeah, I just went and I did. This is the time of year I do my checkups and stuff, you know, doctor or junk like that. They want to take blood and look at you and all that stuff. So that's my job right now.
Done. The last time I had a checkup, my cholesterol was a little high, but also I wasn't able to exercise at that time because my back was killing me. So I'm hoping now that I'm getting more active, it'll come down.
Big difference in that stuff.
I mean, my cholesterol's been, you know, 100 to 120 for years, and then it went up to like 180 or something, you know, with my checkup last year, and they said, well, you know, that's a big change, so, but, you know, exercise definitely keeps it down.
The A1C, all those things, you should, all of it, it just, exercise affects all of it, and that's a good thing.
I had trouble with my blood sugar. My A1C is always around like 3.5 or 4, so, you know, definitely in that normal range.
Yeah, that's real low. Mine is 5.5 to 5.7, which they say they're happy with that. The doctors are, you know, they say that's a good number for my age and all. But yeah, you're in the threes. I guess that's, you don't get any better than that.
Exercise, but, yeah, hopefully my checkup will go well. I've got to find a new doctor because the place I used to go, they sent a letter back in the spring saying that they were going over to just Medicare patients only. So since I'm not a Medicare patient, I got to find a new doctor, but nobody else in town is taking new patients. So I'll probably just have to go to like the quick care, urgent care or something and say, hey, you know, just, you know, do a blood test on all the regular diagnostic stuff and try to get a checkup done there, you know. It's going to be expensive, but, you know, got to do what you got to do.
This is you pay the cash or whatever or something.
Insurance. insurance company covers urgent care, but, you know, there's the other stuff, like one step down from that, like the Minute Clinics at CVS or Walgreens or whatever, and that's usually like a registered nurse or something, but I'm not sure what, I think they really just kind of do, you know, like cold, cough, flu, first aid, that kind of thing. I'm not sure they do really any diagnostics or anything like that.
You've seen, they've got their little room. They're not always there, but I've seen that in CVS before. All they did, but...
Yeah, I went to one of those. It was after a bicycling crash I had, and they just kind of, you know, they were able to do stitches. It was an RNP at that one, a nurse practitioner, and she was able to do stitches and stuff on my hand where I'd cracked it open and stuff like that. But I don't think they can actually prescribe anything. Because they don't have, like, full MD doctors there or anything. It's just usually, like, a nurse or a nurse practitioner.
I've seen one there before, one time when I was in CVS, and they got their little room back there, but I've never been in it. But I have seen the nurse or practitioner, whatever it was. But, yeah, well, Kenny, how you doing? You in good shape?
Good shape. I lined up my doctor for some tests and everything to see how good I really am. Probably starting in January once I'm on full-blown Medicare.
That Medicare is good to have. It was, you know, we bought insurance all for, you know, our whole life. And once we got on Medicare, man, that's like being a member of a country club. I guess because the money's there, but they want to see you all the time. I go, this is the time of year when I go and get my Medicare physical, they call it. It's not really a physical, it's where they ask you a bunch of questions and see what your state of mind is, I guess. And then I had a kidney stone a few years ago, and urologist wants to see me once a year, because Medicare covers it. They know what Medicare covers, so they use it. And that's about it. I go to that twice a year. I have to do that, or, you know, those two anyway, once a year.
I know my doctor a few years ago had me on a real low-dose cholesterol medicine, but now I hadn't been taking it for a year because I hadn't been back to the doctor, but I've been exercising a lot.
They put me on that a few years ago. It was, and I don't understand it because my cholesterol, they said, wasn't high, but they wanted me to get it lower. So I take what do they call that thing? Rosuvastatin or something like that. It's, I guess it's a generic, but it's got my cholesterol's around 60, and they said that's a good number to have it at, which I do exercise around here. I walk the strip and all that, you know.
I usually put in about 5 or 6 miles a day anyway, walking, and I've been exercising at least 30 minutes at lunch now at the gym, so hopefully when I get all tested, I'll be in good shape, and I've lost some weight down to 175, so I'm doing pretty well, I think.
I'm going to step out for a couple minutes here, guys, make a quick pit stop here.
Raise Eddie, don't be getting any of that sugary stuff and bad stuff for you. Gotta reach Ken.
Reach today, I don't think, unless something unusual happens. I think we're in pretty good shape right now.
Any of those? How's Patrick doing? Hadn't talked to him in a while.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks now since I talked to him, but he was doing pretty well. I heard that his grandfather passed away, I want to say Sunday.
Hear that? Were they pretty close?
Close, and he was been in hospital the last couple of weeks anyway.
And talk to Ed. Who else? Let's see, David. How about David? He been on lately?
Been here yesterday. He's probably sandbagging and listening to us now.
So, yep, I hear him listening right now. Hey, Dave.
I know he got a good checkup from the doctor, and he got his motorcycle out, I think, a week or so ago.
Dangerous bike again. Camaro.
Old little car show they had over at Taylor's the other day at the American Legion. And that looked at some of the old ones. Man, they proud of some of them.
That Barrett Jackson and Mecums and all, I see them sometimes. I watch that, and they're, man, they are. These things are getting stupid.
That's a 69 model Nova. And that, nothing really special about it, but hell, they wanted $44,000 for it.
Really not bad if it's done pretty good, because unless you, if you have to pay somebody to do one for you, it's going to be a lot more than $44,000.
Yeah. Problem is, I'm not paying for one of those if it's got an automatic in it. It needs to have a straight drive in it. Mom would love to have another Chevelle again, but, man, you can't hardly find one.
This Camaro I'm doing, it's a 70 or 70 and a half, they call it, but it's a four-speed. It's got a Muncie four-speed, but I've got it on the lift right now. I dropped the subframe and the rear end, everything. I'm gutting the whole car, going to put it on the rotisserie, and then get fired back up on that thing, I guess. That's, at least I'm going to get it on the rotisserie today where I can get it rolling around.
It's been about 20 years ago. I had a 54 model five window Chevrolet truck that I was going to restore. I mean, I drove it for a couple of years. It was drivable and that, but I never did. Looked like the kids was always taking all my money and everything, so I just went ahead and got rid of it.
I was on those. It's got that the little quarter windows.
Yeah, it was a nice truck. It was fun to drive. And everything had a six cylinder in it, you know, three speed on the column. And it was fun.
So you when you do retire, you can pedal with something like that and have fun with it.
Do a little bit more camping and maybe a little bit of traveling. But we'll just have to wait and see how everything turns out.
Having it all, you don't need to be fooling with hot rods or anything, but if you're going to be a homebody and hang around a lot, then it's cool.
Hey, back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back. Did you get something healthy?
Sure, that's all. I had a little bit too much coffee this morning.
So. You get at least one old car that doesn't have all the electronics on it.
Those two, you know, and I say you can climb in the hood and stand in there with it.
I had a 79 Ford pickup, and that you just climb over there, stand on the ground, and work beside it.
I've stopped on it, but I got it driving. I'm driving it. It's all epoxy, but I got to take it out. It's a 57 Chevy truck. I guess you call it a resto mod because it's not nothing, no factory about it anymore. But yeah, it's got enough room. You can climb in the into the open the hood and climb down in there with it and stand on the ground and work on the engine.
Car show, it was a I think it said it was a 33 Ford coupe, but it had a Chevrolet motor in it. And that thing had suicide doors on it. I didn't know it had suicide doors back then.
That somebody may have modified it, but yeah, they're putting. A lot of these Fords are putting Chevy motors. They always have. But, you know, they got the Coyote motors out now that they can start putting in these Fords.
One of those in his pickup truck.
What do you call them? 5.0s, but they're just it's a whole different breed.
It's just a 32-valve V8 with a cam in it to... Give it a little bit more overlap, a little bit more duration.
The flat plane crank ones, too, because they rev. I've got Chevrolets. I like all of them, Ford, Mopar, all of them. But I do like the Coyote motor, the especially the flat plane when it's just got that good sound about it, you know.
for me. No, no sound.
It's electric whine, right?
Pedestrian warning, but at, you know, at highway speed, there's no whine or anything to it.
Noise at all, huh? Sound of exhaust, the smell of fuel, and the rubber burning.
I like those things too, but for my everyday driver, definitely love not having any engine noise. You know, it's weird because, you know, my wife rides my car, you know, she's got her Honda, and her Honda has a little 1.5 liter turbo in it, and that thing makes so much noise, like you can't even hear yourself think in the car. And then she rides in my car with me, and she's like, it's so quiet in here.
On the golf course, when I play golf over the gas engines, I like the electric golf carts. That we kept there. It was had the big lithium battery in it. It'd run, I think it would run 80 miles. I don't know if it actually did that or not. The battery in that storm hit and took the golf cart out. In case.
W2JKT. Yeah, gotta be careful with those lithium batteries too in a storm. If they get water inside them, it's not good.
This one. 2 years ago, it was Hurricane Ian came through. We're on Pauley's Island, and our house is up on stilts. It's pretty high up, but the water, you know, we're right there at the ocean, so the storm came in, and the ocean came up under the house, and that's where the golf cart sit in my truck that we drive down there, and it came up to the windshield on my truck, so you know what it did to the golf cart.
Probably completely under.
Okay, and had that thing, that one, for maybe 2 months, 3 months. You know that, so we give up on the golf cart thing when we go. We just rent one.
It's all over the place when we go down to Charleston or whatever, but, yeah, I guess, you know, if you're at the beach, you know, they're fine for just getting where you need to go.
Like, you know, we all go down there a lot in the summer, and the kids and all, and they like to get on a golf cart and ride the island, you know, from one end to the other. And you can get to all the stores and things, too, that are on this, you know, the coast side of the 17. They got all the people drive golf carts to the ice cream stores everywhere, you know, down there. So I was going to rent a car to come back home because it killed our truck. So, but there was no rental cars available. Everybody already got them all. Everything, and you couldn't, even the U-Haul stuff was gone. So I had to buy a truck while I was down there, mainly so we could get home. And I got a Ram, which I'd never had a Ram, you know, any kind of, always been a Chevrolet. But it turned out we love this little Ram truck.
Times, but you know, for towing my camper or whatever. But man, you get that diesel in there, and they want a lot of money for it.
Well, this is just it's a Hemi. 5.7, I think. So I'm thinking that's what it is. I know it's a Hemi.
7 is their standard Hemi, and I think I'm not sure, but I think you might be able to get a bigger V8 in it, gas motor, but. I know they really want you to get the 6-cylinder Cummins in it and spend, you know, $12,000 more on the truck.
The only diesel we had was years ago. We had a Mercedes that had a diesel in it, and I hated it. Vicky loved it, but I hated that car. I couldn't open the hood. I could open the hood and not even touch anything, and when I shut it, I got black stuff on me.
Emissions, Mercedes, but, yeah, for towing my camper, you know, I've towed with gas and I've towed with diesel and that, you know, I've got the diesel Nissan truck, that I tow it with now, and I don't think I'll ever tow it with anything other than a diesel ever again, because, you know, towing, you know, big weight with a gas motor just sucks.
Yeah, we had a motor home one time, it's been some time back, and it had a diesel in it. Now, that did good, it was in the back.
It did really well.
But it was a pusher, and it still didn't get great on fuel, though. I think it was like, I don't know, 10 miles a gallon or some, maybe 12.
Yeah, with my truck pulling my camper, it was about 12, but, you know, you can't really expect much more than that. because it's just, you know, a lot of weight and a lot of wind resistance, especially with the Class A. You know, you're just driving a big box down the road.
This was, but it was cool. I liked it because you just sit inside it and put the jacks down. It leveled itself and all that. You didn't have to go through all the trouble, you know. But you run a diesel truck, don't you, Ken?
Got the 5.7 Hemi in it. I wish I had the 2500, but it's only a 1500.
What horsepower are those? Because I know this thing and this Ram I got, this thing will fly.
Power is on it. I know it does good. I picked up, I don't know, 10 something pulling my camper. So that's not bad. But I, of course, I only do 60.
The beach, and I don't know what it's supposed to get, but it'll get, you know, on the beach, I'm driving, I'm like you, I just drive, I get in the right lane, drive with the traffic, you know, and it's getting, at times, 23 right in there, that's about it.
Diesel truck when I'm just driving on the highway, if I plan it at 60 or 65 miles an hour, I'll get 22, 23 out of it, but, anyway, Courtney's texting me, so I'm going to give her a call, see what's going on. I hope you guys have a great day, and you know, be safe, Ken, at work, and enjoy that Barca Lounger today, dude. We'll talk to you guys later. So WTJKT, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, enjoy it, Eric. You be safe today. Take it easy on your back. In 4A's Eddie.
Have an awesome day and be safe, and I got to check out, too. I'm in the parking lot now, so you guys have a good one, dude. Good to talk to you, and we'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Enjoy it. We'll catch y'all next time. Be safe. Toodles in 4A's Eddie.